Our new council has been elected. They've had their first meeting and they are all settled. Only three faces have changed. However, the balance of power remains the same. Devious Dow controls the Country Labor Party with an iron fist. This seemed evident during the extraordinary meeting where she repeatedly called for re-votes by show of hands when they did not go as she planned them. Except for Simple Smith dropping a county council seat following a challenge to a written vote, everything else went seemingly as planned, with the six-pack yet again dominating the Lismore area. Devious Dow's Country Labor Party occupies 4 of the 11 seats available on this council, even though party politics is supposed to have no place at the local level. It is supposed to be locals representing locals, not locals being dictated to by a state or federal party. When Simple Smith is asked about Labor Party control, he tries to deny any influence from others in relation to his decisions and often responds with comments about independents who have affiliations with a state or federal party. Such comments are ridiculous since they run as independents at elections and do not seek donkey votes from those who do not understand the different levels of government or who are die-hard party supporters that will vote for anyone under that party name. Funnily enough, shortly after the outcome of the latest election became pretty clear, Simple Smith found his voice again and began getting into debates or discussions with those he has avoided for many months prior to the election. He was quickly shot down, and it seems he has lost his voice again. Has Devious Dow muzzled her number two once more, or was it the Labor Party organisers? Confused Clough ran as his private Our Sustainable Future party. He was sitting at position 12 and looking like missing out on a seat after primary votes were all counted. Then the tactical preference votes kicked in and escalated him to position 6. He owes his seat to the Country Labor Party and the Greens, who got him across the line. He certainly knows this and repays his support by regularly voting as part of the six-pack. So we have a Green Council with 4 from the Country Labor Party, 1 from the Greens and 1 from Our Sustainable Future. This is a new six-pack, which saw Yarnall dropped and replaced by an extra member from the Country Labor Party, giving Devious Dow even more power. Since it has been in the news lately, it is only fitting to discuss the incident with State Planning Minister Brad Hazzard. Devious Dow recently met with him to address concerns about the removal of environmental zones from local environmental plans. As the minister was leaving, he made a comment about the development of a coal seam gas industry in the region being inevitable. Devious Dow went straight to the media, as she often does. She is commonly known as Jenny Be Seen in some circles, since you cannot pick up a local newspaper without seeing her all through it. The minister was obviously disappointed by her comments to the media, divulging comments made during a private conversation. He concluded Devious Dow has a political component to her background. He seemed to be suggesting she is a Labor Party puppet, and went on to say he will be more aware regarding future dealings. He also said, it would have been more constructive to have had a continuing trusting relationship. Of course, Devious Dow denied party politics played a role and expressed her gratitude at having a fruitful discussion about the local environmental plan. I'm pretty sure it would be safe to suggest that that discussion is no longer fruitful since Devious Dow made a comment. My main concern is that Devious Dow spends so much time on publicity and grandstanding that she has very little time to actually do anything that she is supposed to be doing. I cannot remember a motion she has put forward in the last few years or any of her other successful achievements. She has been focusing on state issues that are fantastic for popularity and getting votes, as was seen following the recent election. I have asked so many people who adore her and voted for her why they did so, and all they could say is that she is nice. I have a nice cat, but we are not going to vote it in to represent us at the local council. We need more than nice to represent us. In the meantime, Lismore is dying. You're listening to River FM 92.9 and I am Big Rob. Big Rob's rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.